Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, as entertaining as CU's win was on Saturday, the post-game press conferences were just as entertaining. A defiant Deion Sanders. We told you. You should have listened.
These young men in there right now, they believe. Not all of them believed before. But right now, they came up one by one, twos by twos. Coach, we believe. Now they believe. Now Boulder believes. People in the front office, people in the building, the fans, the students. Now everybody want to believe. I'm good with that. We got room.
Jump on the bandwagon.
See, he said even some of the guys on the team didn't believe.
Yeah. Hey, look, nobody. I'm sorry. I know that after the game there was a lot of we told you. I'm sorry. Nobody saw this coming. Like
our buddy
Joel Klatt, who did a masterful job keeping his emotions in check.
Yeah,
calling the game.
Yes!
We'll have him on tomorrow, of course, coming up at 8:10. But you could tell he was stunned.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could tell he was stunned.
Absolutely. And good for Joel. He did it, like you said, he did a remarkable job. He and Gus do a great job. It's so much fun to listen to them. But it was just one of those, things where it's one of those games that becomes an instant classic. Like, that is one that you'll be up late at night, can't sleep. You'll be flipping around the channels, and all of a sudden you'll see it on, you know, ESPN or Fox or whatever, and you'll be like, oh, man, I'm going to hunker down and watch this. Because it was remarkable.
It was. Next on the Morning Brew, how about Shador Sanders? Oh, he can't play at Division I. He can't play at the Power Five. Come on, everything he did at Jackson State. He's in the big leagues now. How's he going to handle it? Oh, by setting a school record with 510 yards passing.
It just feels like another day in the office. We did it last year. If you go back and look up the numbers from last year, they was pretty high versus FAMU. So you knew, you should have known number. Game one is a lock for sure. You should have knew that. I got too much time to prepare, too much time to focus. Our OC, Coach Sean Lewis, had too much time.
Heisman Trophy? Start the campaign now?
Well, I mean,
Who's the leading candidate? Is it Shador or is it Travis Hunter?
I think it's Travis Hunter right now. I mean, if you're talking about the best college football player, I mean, like, not only did he get that interception on the goal line, like, what a difference maker, but the play before that, I think he chased down.
Yes.
He chased down the running back or whatever. Or
70
receiver.
Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught him.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is, and he, like, man, that is a standard operating goal line play where you're leaking the back out of the field in the flat, right, and you're running a slant. So that corner's got the slant, and he comes off, he reads it, and he knows exactly, he sees the quarterback's body language, he's covering the slant, bam, puts his foot in the ground, breaks on it, knows, hey, they're throwing that flat. That's a touchdown. You run that 100 times, you're probably scoring 100 times, 99 times. He reads it, comes off his coverage to go make that play. Remarkable. Just remarkable.
Next on the Morning Brew, now that the regular season is here, are we going to see evil, genius, offensive mastermind Sean Payton at work?
Well, listen, it's part of each week. I don't open it up as kind of a vague term. Look, you get more specific, obviously, with each opponent than the training camp install. And yet you're getting to your core principles, things that you've had a lot of work on. And that's part of the job, part of the process. So there are elements to that that are, you know, that you enjoy doing, and yet it's just one small piece.
Give us an example, can you, about how we're going to see something offensively that we're all going to be able to sit back as fans watching and say, oh, wow. Okay, that's different than what we've been watching around here lately. Can you give us an example about?
I don't
structure concepts, that kind of thing.
Well, design. Every game plan will be different. But the thing that Sean just said there is, you know, we're gonna lean on the stuff that we do. You know, the install that we do on our identity, and then it's about, hey man, you know, this particular DB is nosy, so we're gonna make sure that we show him this run. We show him this over and over and over again, but we'll have an adjunct or adjunct play action that connects with that run that after we've done it enough, we're going to get ourselves, an explosive in the passing game. And so it's one of those things that it may look, you know, if they execute well, there are going to be some chances to shoot the ball down the field and make big plays if they execute well. And if you're really good at executing the stuff that you really hang your hat on, all the other stuff will open itself up to you. So it really isn't about, hey, we're going to outsmart you and we're going to show you an offense that you've never seen before. That's not, football doesn't operate like that.
Next on the Morning Brew, Cortland Sutton says this is a together team that has been laser focused for months.
I think everyone has been, you know, since OTAs has been having this level of lock in that, you know, it's not so much all right, we got to go to a whole different level. It's if we keep doing what we've been doing in terms of coming in prepared, coming in, you know, with the right mindset to come get better, you know, if we keep that going, you know, throughout the game weeks, I think we'll be in a good spot.
That's why this is a must win. Because I do believe that they have gone about their business in a way this offseason in which they do believe that it's better than last year, that it is different, and that they are ready to show who they are, and that last year was a fluke. It was just, you know, blame it all on Krusty the coach. But if you lose to the Raiders at home, you give that all back. You give it all back.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to take this locked-in feeling that Cortland Sutton says everyone's had for months, you got to pay it off with a victory. You just have to. The consequences are crippling if you don't.
Yeah.
Now you're right back to ground zero.
Right. Yeah, this is one of those things. And then from a confidence standpoint, you want to maintain confidence, right? So you've got to go out and execute and find a way to get a win. You find a way to get a win, and then all the things that you have done, all the things that have changed, all the things that, you know, that Sean Payton has come in here and put a stamp on, then on the competition street, no non-essentials in the cafeteria, and all the little things that have changed. Hey, man, we don't want to be about the social media posts. We want to be about the work. All the little things that you've done over the course, you're like, all right, I see how those building blocks are coming together. So it's imperative.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.